The Osgood File, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. To find an independent agent near you, visit AutoOwners.com. This is Dave Ross. And now the gap is 12 points. More after this from Charlie. Donald Trump, behind in the polls by 12 points, outlined his economic plan for middle class and business tax cuts in Detroit Monday.
The rich will pay their fair share, but no one will pay so much that it destroys jobs or undermines our ability as a nation to compete.
But what was most remarkable about the speech was that he again used a teleprompter, and despite being interrupted 14 times by protesters, unleashed only one put down.
I will say the Bernie Sanders people had far more energy and spirit.
So a significant change in style, although CBS's Major Garrett, who covers Mr. Trump every day, isn't ready to read too much into it.
Well, what I've noticed is one day of disciplined campaigning. Perhaps there'll be two, maybe three, maybe an entire week. We will see.
And if this does represent the long-awaited pivot toward acting presidential, it may be too late for the party regulars.
50 high-ranking Republican national security and diplomatic advisors to presidents from Richard Nixon to George W. Bush signed a letter opposing Trump.
Hillary Clinton also chimed in, saying it takes more than tax cuts to create jobs.
Our roads, our bridges, our tunnels, our ports, we've got to put people to work fixing all of that because that's going to make a big difference.
She seemed energized by the polls showing her with a 12-point lead. And CBS's Nancy Cordes says, yes, that may look encouraging on the surface.
But there are warning signs for Clinton in the new polls as well. Just 36% of voters view her favorably, slightly more than Trump, but still lower than any winning presidential candidate in modern history.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.